previous to them doing those works, there was a problem there. But it is felt that that is a contributing factor, that, you know, the water pressure has been enabled to be increased further down in the Ballinbridge village area and right around the whole loop of that particular area. But the line going from Ballinbridge to Tober is old. It hasn't been replaced. It needs to be replaced. It hasn't the capacity to carry the needs that's there. When they increase the water pressure, then you have continuous bursts and these people are not having the service that they should have.
Now, we know that councillors literally in every municipal district are seeking meetings with Irish Water to discuss particular issues in their own areas. Are you getting any indications from Irish Water that they will look favourably on this particular one?
No, not really. It's not to say that they don't know about it. I meet them every month when they come to Lifford and make a point of raising this issue, among others. There's other areas within this area, such as St Johnstone, that has problems as well. These sewage problems, these things have been raised with them. Other councillors do the same. And the public who are contacting Irish Water are telling me it's not that easy to make contact with them. Indeed, people who contacted them over the course of the weekend, maybe on the second or third phone call from neighbours, were told that they never had heard of it that day, when it's obvious that they had heard of it that day. So they need to get their act together and they need to get this problem on a more positive footing.